We've kind of gotten ahead of schedule, so we're going to take a little bit out of order because we have some things that are scheduled for tomorrow that can only happen tomorrow. So we're going to start out. We're going to jump up to action item number 21, which is a discussion and possible action on determination of interruptible water availability for calendar year 2011. Brad Brunett.
Good afternoon. This item is to establish the amount of interruptible water that we'll make available for next year, which will be calendar year 2011. The board adopted the current interruptible water contract form that we utilized in January of 2008. And for those of you that remember, prior to that, we had sold water under a one-year contract form and also under short-term contracts. And so in 2008, we consolidated those into what we currently sell under our interruptible water contract form. We have a procedure that defines how we calculate the availability each year and also how the water is to be allocated if there is a shortage. And we come to the board each October of each year to establish the amount available for the next calendar year. Water sold under the current interruptible water contract form is essentially water that's available in the sediment pools of the reservoirs today, where the water exists today, but over time will be silting in. And it's also unused water from storage that was in the reservoir last year that our customers didn't use. Right now, we use less than half of the water that we have available to us. The calculation that we use applies a 75% factor of safety. So what that means is only 25% of the unused water is what we use in the number. That's to ensure that we don't negatively affect any of the customers of our long-term contracts. The term of the contracts can be anywhere from 1 to 5 years long. Most of our customers, I'd say, is probably most of them will either contract on a one-year basis. We do have some that will contract for it as long as 5 years, which is the maximum length that we do. The interruptible water contracts state that we can require the customers to cease diversions and use anytime that we enter a stage 3 drought condition for any one of our reservoirs or any part of the reservoir system. So that's what makes it interruptible in nature. This slide here kind of shows a little bit about sales over the last couple of years. You can see that in dry years such as 2009, we sell quite a bit of interruptible water. In 2009, we sold a little over 65,379 acre feet. And typically, a lot of our customers buy this as spot water to get them through the summertime. In 2010, this year has been a pretty wet year so far. We've only sold a little over 11,000 acre feet so far this year. You can see the red line up there at the top shows the amount of water that was made available in those last 2 years, with almost 129,000 acre feet that the board made available for 2009. And then in 2010, it went down to 112,000. For calendar year 2011, we're recommending an amount of 117,161 acre feet be made available. And that's up slightly from last year, and that's partly due to the wet year that we've had this year. We've had less water used this year, which means there's more unused water in storage going into next year. And so that's the reason for the slight increase from last year to this year. I think that's all I have other than the resolution. I'll be happy to answer any questions that you might have.
Any questions for Brad? If you would, please read the resolution.
Sure. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby determines that 117,161 acre feet of interruptible water can be made available for sale in calendar year 2011, and be it further resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority that the General Manager / CEO is hereby authorized to enter into interruptible water availability agreements for the use of this water, which shall be sold at the current system rate per acre foot, except for water for agricultural use, as that term is defined in Chapter 11 of the Texas Water Code, which shall be sold at the current agricultural rate.
For the reading of the resolution, is there a motion to adopt?
So moved.
Moved by McKnight, seconded by Ball. Would you please poll the board?
Presiding Officer DeCluett.
Yes.
Director Zaccanino.
Yes.
Director Christian.
Yes.
Director Adams.
Yes.
Director Ball.
Yes.
Director Barr.
Yes.
Director Bell.
Yes.
Director Belt.
Yes.
Director Bennis.
Yes.
Director Brashears.
Yes.
Director Johnson.
Yes.
Director Mackey.
Yes.
Director McKnight.
Yes.
Director Scott.
Yes.
Director Sloan.
Yes.
Director Tallis.
Yes.
Director Tesh.
Yes.
Director Ward.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to move